My name is Trevor Harris. So glad that you could tune in here on a Wednesday evening to Mizzou Music. Every Wednesday in the 6 o'clock hour, we take a listen through the musical output of the MU School of Music. We've got new recordings and historic recordings, and there's always interviews. Early in the program, we heard from the clarinetist Wes Warnhoff. He's new faculty in the MU School of Music. Another new member of the School of Music community is the director of the New Music Initiative. It's Jacob Gottlieb. After we visit with Gottlieb, we'll hear his own work, Portrait Sequence, Blanching Out. It's followed by Johannes Brahms' First Cello Sonata. Clarinetist Wes Warnhoff performs the second movement. That and new music from marimbaist and director of the MU School of Music, Julia Gaines. We've got Blake Tyson's Lost Mountain Sunrise. All that in the next 20 minutes here on Mizzou Music on Classical 90.5. He is new to Columbia. He's the director of New Music Initiatives at the University of Missouri School of Music. Welcome to Columbia.
Thank you. I'm very excited to be here.
One of the main things that Jacob is going to be contributing to or helping lead the charge of is the Mizzou International Composers Festival. He arrived this summer in time to take part in this year's festivities that happens in late July at the Missouri Theater. And God willing, the creeks don't rise. It will happen again next summer. That's quite a few months off. In between now and then, what will you be doing with the School of Music? What pies will you have your fingers in?
I'm not sure how much our listeners are aware of the scope of the New Music Initiative and the variety of activities that fall under that umbrella, but during the school year, I will be managing the COMP Festival, C-O-M-P, which stands for Creating Original Music Program. And it's a competition for K through 12 students throughout the state of Missouri for music composition. And if they get chosen, then we perform their works here at the festival. So I'll be administering and helping out with the logistics of both the competition and the little weekend mini festival itself. I'll also be assisting with another competition called the Missouri Composers Orchestra Project, in which the winner of that competition has a work performed by the Civic Orchestra of Columbia, led by Stefan Freund, or the chorale, the Civic Chorale, led by Emily Andrews. The New Music Ensemble here in the School of Music has a very busy schedule, at least two performances in the fall semester and two performances in the spring. I'll be assisting with that as well. And there is another prize for, I believe, students here at the university called the Sinkfield Prize, which I'll also be helping to administer.
It sounds like your plate is full.
Yes.
My guess is in the course of doing those things, you'll be back, and we'll hear from you more over the course of the next two semesters.
I certainly hope so.
Besides being an administrator of the arts, you yourself are an artist, you're a composer, and you're an instrumentalist. What are your primary instruments?
Well, I don't know that I'd consider myself much of an instrumentalist, but I do and have played the piano, and I do and have played the guitar. I don't think I'm necessarily at the level to play either of those instruments publicly anymore, although I did play in guitar in a rock band in Louisville just before I moved to Columbia. So I do have experience in playing those instruments, but I primarily consider myself a composer as well as an administrator. So in Louisville, most of my activities for contemporary music revolved in two streams. One, I had a radio program on a community arts radio station called Art FM. The program was called Muddle Instead of Music, and and I was programming works by primarily living composers, but certainly contemporary music from the 1950s until today. So that was one aspect I was doing. And then another, I was working with a venue for experimental music called Dreamland in Louisville. And we were booking and promoting concerts of both local and national experimental music artists. And what that meant was the entire spectrum of what's considered experimental music. So not just contemporary composition, but also electronic artists coming from kind of the free jazz or free improvised. And so I was working extensively with that venue, and both Dreamland and Art FM to me were kind of organizations devoted to building the community for contemporary music in the city, which was something that I'm very passionate about, something I've always cared very deeply about everywhere that I've lived, and I was very happy to be able to contribute in some way to that ecosystem in Louisville.
Louisville sounds hipper than I would have imagined.
Yeah, it's hipper than a lot of people would imagine, and I'm very, very glad when somebody says something like that, you know, because, you know, you hear Kentucky and you think of a lot of stereotypes, but there's nothing I love more than dismantling stereotypes and making people question their assumptions.
But you still had a still in the backyard, right? This was Kentucky.
I think you'd be disappointed in that, unfortunately.
You also spent some time in Kansas City. What were you involved with there?
So I did my master's degree at UMKC from 2006 to 2008, where I was primarily studying electroacoustic music and electronic composition, although I did write for a lot of instrumental ensembles as well. And one of the major things I was involved with as a student in UMKC is I helped start an organization called the Kansas City Electronic Music and Arts Alliance, which they abbreviated as KEMA. And our goal was to basically create a space for contemporary music, particularly contemporary music that dealt with electronics and multimedia. We wanted to make a space for that inside the city of Kansas City and outside of campus. So we partnered with an arts organization called the Charlotte Street Foundation, which still exists to this day. And they gave us access to plenty of their gallery spaces, to some of their promotional mechanisms, and we partner with them to stage several series of concerts. And in fact, the organization is still active to this day. I haven't been involved with it in many, many years, but other people have come and have taken it over as the years have gone by.
Once those folks know that you're back in Missouri and you're close, your phone's going to start ringing.
I certainly hope so. Yeah, one of the things I was very excited about coming here was about when I came here was reestablishing some of these old connections that I had. So hopefully.
That's the voice of Jacob Gottlieb. He's the director of the New Music Initiative here at the University of Missouri's School of Music. You're listening to Mizzou Music on Classical 90.5.